This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
A Polish environmental group is in a bit of trouble. They've got this stork that they're tracking, you know, a bird.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, where are we going with this? I thought Poland, I think of vodka.
They've got a, no, they've
cheap
got a,
vodka,
they've
anyway.
Got a stork, and they've been trying to track his migratory habits.
Oh, okay.
So they logged his winter, I think his name's Katka. So Katka, they're trying to log his winter migration through Africa, and they attach this thing with a little, you know, SIM card on it.
So they put a tracking device on it, but so instead of using a tracking device, they've used a mobile phone.
Yeah,
SIM card?
I think so, yeah, because it's got a SIM card in it. So
how can they track the SIM card?
I don't know. Maybe as it goes from...
Does that mean people know where I am? So when Wayne, I tell him I'm really at like KFC and he really can see I'm...
Maybe he has got that track. Has he got access to your phone?
Yeah, he does. He has I have to find my phone on my phone because sometimes I wake up like... I leave a club a bit inebriated and I just ring him and say, find me. I don't know where I am. Get so that way then he knows exactly where I am.
That's a really good idea, actually.
It works, yeah.
To do that. Because there's apps you can get just put on your phone too that's...
And the other thing is I put things down in my house and lose them for like 6 weeks, then have to replace it, then I find them all. But hang on, we're talking about some
anyway, so this bird travels 3,000 miles to the Blue Nile Valley in eastern Sudan, right?
I'm not impressed.
But all contact was lost. So this environmental...
Yeah, because someone probably ate the bird. It's probably sitting on someone's table on a Sunday night. A family sitting around eating it and going, hey, what's this SIM card?
Well, maybe the bird... It just disappeared and it was never found again. So we don't know what happened to Katka. But anyway, he's disappeared. But the worst thing is they're saying someone mugged the bird. So the bird got mugged.
Yep.
Of the tracker. They put the SIM card in their own phone. And they've racked up more than 20 hours of calls or over $6,000 worth of calls.
Gee, that's expensive, isn't it?
I don't know what sort of plan
they
charged? Had.
There must have been a Telstra SIM card at those prices. I mean, Jesus Christ. And half the thing is it'll go down and you won't get any. You're going to a gully. You know, you fall in a little pothole and all of a sudden it doesn't work.
It'll disappear. Maybe that's just what happened to me.
Yeah, but are they idiots? The first thing you do when you lose your phone, you ring them up, you say, cancel it. So some person's not... calling them.
Yeah, well,
see, this is where I say this is a lie. It's basically, it's going to come out, and who's the head guy that did it? He's going to get caught. He stole the SIM. He spent all that money on sex lines. He's been ringing 1-800.
I don't know what, but like $6,000 worth of calls. Like most SIM, you would have thought.
Have you seen it at $4.95 a minute? I'm telling you, sweetheart, that adds up.
They should have just got one of those plans or something. I mean, I don't know what sort of SIM card they've bought for this bird to travel over Africa.
Well, they're just crazy. I just hope someone ate the bird.
the poor bird's gone missing. So I don't know. Maybe the bird dialed. I don't know. Maybe it just thought, right, I'm going to start dialing my other mates. Tell them not to bother with the journey.
We should do some blatant self-publicity here.
Okay.
And you know how much I love it. I mean, I spend my whole day stroking myself, you know, or stroking my aura.
You actually do spend a lot of time stroking yourself from sitting on the other side of the bench.
I know, that's what happens, you know. That's why I have hairy palms and sore knees.
What are you going to do? You lead it.
I'm talking about, so last week I won 2 awards.
You got, yeah, your Logie.
I won a Logie.
Yep.
And then we won a Joy Award for the
most. Oh, we did too.
Like outstanding,
engaging I think it was,
program during Radiothon.
Yay. Yeah.
So
congratulations.
Congratulations to us. Yeah. Kind of worried whether we won by default. I think, how do we pay people off? I mean, Andy's still out the back trying to pay all the people that voted for us, isn't he?
Yeah. And thanks everyone for voting for that. That was really good.
Oh, correct. That was really nice. We've got to thank the Goggle Boxes who did come in.
Yeah.
In case Channel 10 or Foxtel are listening, no, they weren't Goggle Boxes. They were just my friends that came into the studio. We broke no contract. We have not done anything wrong. Yeah.
They were just your friends. Hey, don't forget also, you can podcast our shows.
Oh, wow. That was the other thing. We've now gone to number 9 of Joy's most downloaded.
Yeah. Yeah. In the top 10.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. Doesn't make people listen. I figured out where it is. is. So you've got to go to podcasts to find us, and you can do it because Andy spends a lot of time on them. And if you listen in the background, you can hear sometimes what goes on in the studios.
Are you sure, Tom, it's not your – you know how you've got one hand that's normally quite busy?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not the other hand just hitting download, download repeatedly?
Correct. Oh, that's me.
Yeah,
no, you know that. I don't even know where the podcast is. I've asked Andy to show me where it is. There is a real place out there where there are podcasts.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can head to joy.org.au or you can
or Facebook.
Or Facebook. Search for Tom and Warren. You'll find a link there on Instagram as well. Or you can subscribe to them on iTunes.
Okay. Is that where we find podcasts?
That's where we find them.
Yeah.
So you can do that if you want to catch us.
So we've got to warn everybody there's going to be alarm today.
There's going to be a test of the Melbourne CBD public address system.
It's not 1912. You don't have to head to the bomb shelter.
Which would be one option available to Victoria Police to alert the community in the event of a major incident such as terrorism. It's going to be held today, this test. So an emergency warning system to be played at 65 speaker locations across the CBD from 11 a.m. today.
What a waste. Let's have a dance party. I mean, if we're going to be disturbing people,
have some music playing to test the system.
A bit of Black Eyed Peas, and go, let's have a shot. You know, I'm not allowed to drink in the streets, are you? That's right.
The Northwest Metro Region Assistant Commissioner Stephen Leanne said the new tool enabled police to quickly alert the community of any imminent risks and ensure their safety. And said, if you hear the test alert or notice an enhanced police presence in the CBD today, there's no cause for panic.
So don't panic, everyone, when there's lots of police walking around the streets.
And this test coming. The test of all 130 speakers at 65 sites across the city will run for approximately 5 minutes, and the message transmitted will include a warning signal which clearly notifies the public that it is a test only.
This is going to be great. There are going to be a few people out there panicking, isn't it?
I reckon
this would be so much fun. I would want to get hold of it for a while. Could you imagine as they're walking down going, mate, I'd never wear those shoes with those pants. I just want to see people look behind them. You know, this would be fantastic. I could have so much fun.
You could have the little microphone out there in Bourke Street and just sort of spruik things.
We want to know if you got control of this.
This emergency speaker system throughout the CBD.
What are you going to tell everybody?
What are you going to say on it?
Because I would, if I did it, you know how I like to play with people, I'd basically say something like, if you bring a horse to the Maya Revlon counter, you get free products. I mean, I just would love to see. Or then maybe something like, you know, if you wear your underwear to Krispy Kreme, there's free donuts. No, hang on, no. If you go naked to Krispy Kreme, there's free donuts. I mean, there would be people that would do that.
It's so much fun.
So what would you do? You're good. You do like a community now. Please walk carefully down the street and go and look to your left. And the, I mean, because you're nice. You would do that. Yeah. Please, tourists, look to your left or right or I don't know. Just look before you cross the street.
I don't know. I might like to see some people naked in the street. You never know.
Andy would be trying to get a boyfriend, wouldn't he? Yeah. It'd be like yours would be a plea, wouldn't it? It'd be like a prayer to Jesus. Oh, but Jesus, please send me somebody. You know? We're getting lots of messages in. So Con from Heidelberg is winning at the moment because he said he'd tell everyone to stop everything and do the bend and snap. Do you remember that one? That was really cute. Bend and snap. Oh, Brett says he'd say free hugs.
That's a nice one.
That is really sweet and sad. I mean, and both. But the best one we've got little Jason here. He goes to primary school out in Ivanhoe.
Yeah.
And he said he'd do fart and burp noises. Yeah. I don't think little Jason really goes to primary school, but I think with that answer, he does. Yeah. I mean, that made me go, I mean, if you're going to do it, you'd make masturbation noises.
Yeah, or you could
point
out something, like someone's got something stuck on the back of them. You know, you with the red jumper and then watch everyone look at their back.
And here we've got another one here. Great, Dominic, who's listening all the way out in Ballarat. Hello, Ballarat. If it's, 9 degrees here, it's probably like -99 out in Ballarat, isn't it?
Yeah. What does Dominic say he would do?
I like this one. She would announce that the first 50 people bring an apple to the information centre at Melbourne Central, then dance a nut bush to win a lifetime free parking. People would do that, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
And we got here, lovely Kristen says that she'd ask the love of her life to marry them.
Aww.
That's really sweet, but you're definitely not winning. Oh, no, this is it. Nick from Fitzroy, of course, what is the word of the month? Oh, he doesn't watch gay things, does he? I forgot. Miss Fangie. You don't even know who Miss Fangie is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Okay, calm down, Thomas. The sweat's coming out of me. I want to jump across the table and take you out. Do these things become weapons? That's the microphone. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I can't threaten you on air. People can hear
that. No, exactly.
I think that's against the law, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not threatening you, sweetheart. Yeah. But watch RuPaul. So RuPaul was the first one, Miss Vanjie. Anyway, okay, Miss Vanjie's right, okay, winner. Okay, Miss Vanjie.
We want to know what you would say on the public address system that's going to be tested today if you got hold of it.
So Neil from Curran Down said he's going to go price check aisle 9 on jumbo-sized tampons. That would get him going, wouldn't it?
Tom, when you're with your partner...
Well, this is getting personal.
It's getting personal. I want to get personal. I want to know.
I've sent you pictures. I told you I'm not writing. You know, I don't write. I've sent you pictures.
I want to know, well, you know, you've done the deed. Mm-hmm. What is it you crave?
Another lover. I mean, is that what you mean?
No, food-wise.
Oh, food-wise. Oh. I'm thinking, where are we going with this? Yeah.
No, because there's a vibrator.
Yeah.
And when you're finished with it, it orders a pizza.
Look. I heard that this has happened a couple of while ago because friends were talking about it too, and my friend's Vietnamese, and he said it's racist. I mean,
why is it racist?
Well, he doesn't want pizza. He wants like rice paper rolls. Do you know? Like, so could you reorganize it?
No, you can only it only comes with pizza from
what about vegans?
From a particular pizza chain.
Oh, so they've got a deal going with
a particular chain, and you get a no. I don't think vegans are catered for. I think it just orders a particular pizza. You press this button on it,
mm-hmm.
and the pizza arrives.
But how does it know when you're finished?
No, you have to press the button.
Oh, okay. I thought the vibrator knew that I was ready. Because I want to say, well, hang on. You know.
Well, you may press it yourself anyway. You may, I don't know.
So, I mean, really, would you call a pizza? I mean, look at that body. You spend so much time. There's no way you'd have a pizza.
I would not
after.
Eat. I wouldn't.
You'd be sending for a protein shake. That's what George would be going. Send him another protein shake.
No, you know what I always crave afterwards? Peanut butter.
Okay.
Always, without a doubt. And I'll put him in the shower and then I'll sneak to the fridge and start eating it.
Yeah, that's really bad. What do you think Andy's would do? Where would Andy's? Andy's would probably just send thanks to the universe that someone didn't run. Yeah. Mine would definitely say, bring me a cocktail and another lover. That'd be my SMS emergency.
No, but you can't do it at the moment. You can only order a particular type of pizza from a particular pizza chain.
See, I don't like pizza. That big hut thing.
No.
I don't want to talk about a chain of pizza.
No, I don't
I can't
like them either.
Eat that stuff.
Are you one of, if you do have to eat one, are you one of these ones that just leaves the crust and everything? Because you start to feel paranoid?
Why?
Because you've eaten so much.
No.
Don't you? I do.
That's sad. No, look, just swallow it, sweetheart, and don't get rid of the guilt. Just anything that comes near you.
What about that poor lady in Egypt that got sentenced to 8 years in prison? Lebanese woman for after insulting Egyptians in a video she posted online.
Oh, so she's put a video of her on Facebook or...
Yeah,
or somewhere
absolutely.
Like that.
She initially was handed down 11 years. The sentence was later reduced to 8, and it's unclear why the sentence was reduced. But she was charged with deliberately broadcasting false rumours, which aimed to undermine society.
Oh my God! Could you imagine if that was true in this country?
Yeah,
the lies I've told on TV and
you'd
on
be
radio.
I'd be
locked away for 47 million years, wouldn't I? Yeah.
She posted a 10-minute video in which she used profanities to describe her vacation in Cairo, where she says she was sexually harassed.
And I can't... So what did she say was bad? I'm not quite sure.
She said she was, and she I think she called them dirty or something, or or country of beggars, something like that. Anyway,
have
they got
you
really
been to Egypt? If I turned up to Egypt and it wasn't full of beggars and dirty people, I'm not in Egypt. I mean, that's what you expect.
Well, they took offence to it, and she had to later post an apology video saying, I definitely didn't mean to offend all Egyptians. And she was arrested in May before departing from Cairo. So you've got to be careful if you get hold of this PA system today.
But I'm worried if that's what she's put on her Facebook. Have you ever checked out mine? I mean, could you imagine me going down for that stuff? There's going to be so much trouble. This is not right. But this happens. This happens in other countries. Me and Wayne were holidaying in Cambodia, which was my first trip overseas.
Right.
And the guys, you know, there's big pictures of the king on big billboards everywhere, and they were saying, like, the king's 45 and not married. I go, well, sweetheart, the king's gay. I mean, that's why. And the guy jumped across the guide and put his hand out of my mouth and said, you'll go to jail for saying that there. And I'm going, but look at him. He's wearing rouge and lipstick and he's 45 and not married. I'm telling you, he likes the penis. And they're trying to stop me because you're not meant to say that in the palace.
Exactly. It's the same in Thailand as well. You can't speak.
That's right. You're allowed to bag. You're allowed to bag the queen?
No, none of the royal.
But we don't do it, do we? I mean, no one cares.
No.
I mean.
I don't know about us. I think we can. We're allowed to.
So as long as we're not like English.
No, we can. I think they can as well, can't they?
See, I wouldn't. If I was the Queen, I'd chop everyone's head
off. I mean, their papers do all the time.
Yeah, I would be. I demand it. Off with their head. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.